These words are taken from the first reading that was proclaimed. Be holy, for I, the Lord your God, am holy. Holiness. I'm going to share with you a story this morning, a true story about a classmate of mine. And to me, kind of, every time I hear about holiness, I think of him. His name was Father J. Jackson. When he entered the seminary, he was an older man. He had, when he left high school, went into the Air Force. And it was his mission to fly from here to the United States to Vietnam, bombs to be used, to be dropped over Vietnam and Laos and so forth. In return, coming back to the States, he'd have to bring back the bodies of U.S. soldiers who died in the war. And he did this for a while, and then he came to the realization, he said, what am I doing? So he filed to be a conscientious objector, and because of that, he was then also dismissed from the Air Force. After that, he got caught up into drugs and other things that were harmful. And after a period of time, he woke up again and realized, what am I doing to myself? So he got his life together, he got sober, and decided to go into the seminary. And he was ordained in July of 1980. And he was an associate, and just about in early May, the bishop of his diocese made him the communications director for the Diocese of Memphis. And his first act, what he wanted to do, was to leave radio spots. St. John Paul II had been shot, if you recall, out in the plaza of St. Peter's Square. So he had said in this radio broadcast that he said, we need to put down arms of destruction and really build bonds of peace. And it was quite by irony, about a week later, he came home from a meeting in his rectory, which was being robbed, and the one who was robbed shot him in cold blood. The only words that he got to say was to build bonds of peace. This man was the first one to tell you how unholy he was and how sinful he was. But he realized that this was not good and he needed to change his life, to seek a holy life. And that is what we heard in our first reading for today. As God said to the people of Israel through Moses, be holy, for the Lord your God is holy. If you try to describe holiness, it's probably better to know what it is, what is unholy. We can perhaps know right away what is unholiness, when there is impurity, when we don't stand justly before God, when we don't even dare to stand in his presence. We know what unholiness is. But we should then look at the opposite of what holiness is. It means to be sacred. It means to be pure. It means to stand justly and rightly before the Lord our God. Be holy, for the Lord your God is holy. Our first reading for today is taken from the book of Leviticus. It is one of five books which makes up what's called the Pentateuch, the five first books in the Bible. The author we attribute to Moses. Now, if I were to ask you to pick up the book of Leviticus and start reading it, and if you have insomnia, you would fall asleep, I think, within 10 minutes. What you would do is start reading law upon law upon law, and that's basically what it is, and also going into the book of Numbers. The heart of it, I think, is what we heard proclaimed today. As God had said, be holy. God is holy, and since God has made us, we are to be holy in his sight. But he made the people of Israel realize many times that they had sinned against God. They were truly unholy. Their dealings with one another not showing love and as they should have and respect. But God kept calling them back once again to be holy people, to turn away from their sins and establish once again a covenant. And the promise that a new covenant, an everlasting one, would come. So that in doing so, we strive each and every day to be holy as the Lord our God is holy. The season of Lent is going to begin this Wednesday, and it's a time for us as a church, marks, for each and every one of us to look at how unholy we are before God. Each and every one of us in some way is holy and perhaps even grievous. The church asks each and every one of us to look very carefully into our hearts, our lives, and our souls to see where we sin before the Lord our God. And every time we sin, and every serious sin we commit, it takes us farther away from God, who is holy. I hope that you would use this Lenten season to realize where the unholiness is in your own life and seek to be made holy, to turn away from sin, to use the sacrament of penance, to do works of penance, to pray, so that all of us together will overcome our unholiness and we can stand rightly before the Lord our God. God is holy. God has made us and wants us to be holy. And the way to do that is to turn away from our sins, which takes us away from the holiness and the love of God. And that way, as we heard Jesus say in the gospel, be perfected, overcome sin, so that we can all strive to be perfected before the sight of God, who is perfect and who is holy.
Please check the bulletin for activities this week. Note in particular the masses on Ash Wednesday and all the other offerings throughout the Lenten season. Extraordinary ministers of Holy Communion are needed for the 12:15 Mass on Ash Wednesday. Please see Monsignor Stetzel as soon as possible if you can help out. Also, adoration on Fridays during Lent will be held at St. John's. Adorers are needed, and the sign-up sheets are in the back of the church. And script is available right after this Mass.